Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
It is Thursday, the 4th of July at 6:31. Happy Independence Day for those who celebrate. Coming up on today's show, we'll be looking at new rules for any Irish companies with a registered business in the US. We'll also be talking, hopefully, to Junior Minister Dara Cailleary about a big trade conference. And all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Daniel Burns in the Business Post reports that housing remains the biggest hurdle to US companies' further growth and expansion in Ireland, a survey by the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland has found. However, the report said the majority of its members are expected to increase their headcount in Ireland in the next 12 months. The survey showed two-fifths of US companies with operations in Ireland view housing as the most important challenge for Ireland to overcome. Cost competitiveness was noted by 19% as their number one challenge, while 12% said skill shortages were the biggest issue. A large number of its members also viewed housing as an area of infrastructure that required the most investment from the government. Politico reports that Shein, or Shein, the booming e-commerce app known for selling cheap clothes from China, is launching a charm offensive with European regulators to stop concerns about dumping practices, forced labour and environmental pollution from crippling its ascent. Its executive chairman, Donald Tang, visited Paris in London last week and met with European Union officials, including the Commission's head of digital policy, Roberto Viola. In the first official trip to Brussels this week, he's headed for Munich, Milan and Zurich next. Tang is on a fact-finding mission to understand people's concerns and for us to share more about our business model, he told Politico. The company, which is already outselling Europe's Zara and H&M, is trying to counter China hawkish concerns before they blow a hole in its growth. Chinese companies have found themselves in the crosshairs of escalating geopolitical tensions, facing growing scrutiny from consumers, regulators and Western politicians. Technology companies like TikTok and Huawei have faced blocks and probes in Europe over the past few years and all-out bans or attempted bans from Washington. Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that another large spike in corporation tax has boosted the government's financial position and paved the way for another giveaway budget in the autumn. Half-year exchequer returns show the business tax generated 5.9 billion euro in June, up by 38% on the same month last year. Corporation tax receipts for the year now stand at 12.2 billion euro, up 15% on the same period last year. Despite repeated warnings about the potential volatility of multinational profits, corporate tax receipts have grown almost continually since 2014, and it is now the second largest source of income for the government. And we'll be speaking to the new Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, just after 8 on News Talk Breakfast.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.